affecting the most valuable real estate in the world. So they had to come up with a unique plan to destroy the Twin Towers without damaging the bathtub, which required that they be blown apart and converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust rather than have any significant portion of them shatter the bathtub. And, in fact, I inadvertently stumbled over how it may have been done. I was interviewing two experts on radiation around the world in relation to Fukushima and Fallujah, and in particular a Scottish chemist and expert on genetics, too, by the name of Christopher Busby. And he was describing how he had gone into Fallujah to study genetic damage done to the, you know, the offspring of Iraqi women, which they assumed was related to depleted uranium. Well, it turned out to be related to enriched uranium, not depleted uranium, which led him to conjecture the existence of a new class of nuclear weapons that are being used in Iraq. And when I asked him whether this type of weapon could have been used on the Twin Towers, yes, he confirmed he believed that that was entirely feasible. And his interview, my interview with him, is under the head, also on Veterans Today, under the heading of New Bombs and War Crimes in Fallujah. So we have a huge, I think, leap forward in understanding that this was appears to have done or may have been done with a new kind of sophisticated nuclear weapon that could bring about these effects of converting the steel and the concrete into very fine dust.